State budgets are looking better than they were a year or two ago, but two new surveys find the outlook is still guarded for programs that provide health insurance to low-income families and children. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
Over the past 4 years, the private sector has shed nearly 5 million jobs that offer health insurance. Over that period, the number of Americans without insurance has risen by approximately that number. Diane Rowland is executive director of the Kaiser Commission on Medicaid and the Uninsured. She says the only reason the ranks of the uninsured didn't swell even more is that many of those who lost private coverage were picked up instead by public insurance, Medicaid, and the state Children's Health Insurance Program.
These programs have had to expand to try to meet the growing needs of the uninsured population.
But Medicaid and SCHIP, as the Children's Health Program is known, are jointly funded by the federal government and the states, which have been in the throes of their own budget crises. Vern Smith is a former Medicaid director from Michigan. He conducted a survey for the Kaiser Commission of state Medicaid directors, and he says that in most cases, states have been trying to rein in their health care spending.
What we see is that states continue to place restrictions on eligibility, to place restrictions on benefits, to increase co-payments.
Mostly states haven't cut back on eligibility for Medicaid, but that's because they couldn't. Last year, the federal government gave states an additional $10 billion for Medicaid, but only if they agreed not to drop people from the rolls. Smith said the money, which ran out in June, made a big difference.
We heard many stories about how this money could directly be given credit for helping them to avoid cuts that otherwise would have occurred.
But the money's gone now, and while state revenues are up, health spending is up still more. 4 times more, in fact. Smith said Medicaid directors are anything but upbeat about the coming year.
And what we found was that even in light of some of these positive things that are happening, 39 states said that the pressures on their program were actually increasing. Not one state in the country said that the pressures on their program were subsiding.
And it's not just because of inflation. Every time poverty goes up, more people become eligible for Medicaid or SCHIP. And states are facing new Medicaid costs as a result of last year's Medicare prescription drug law. Donna Cohen-Ross of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities looked at state eligibility and enrollment rules from 2003 to 2004. She found many states that had made it easier for people to sign up for Medicaid or SCHIP have now made it harder again in an effort to hold the rolls down.
33 states now have premiums or enrollment fees in children's health coverage programs. And during our survey period, 16 states imposed or increased premiums or targeted them to families at lower income levels, so making it harder for families to afford health coverage, and particularly those lower income families.
Now states are facing yet another challenge. Last week, $1.1 billion in unspent SCHIP funds from the program's early years expired and went back to the federal treasury. Congress has in the past voted to redistribute states' unspent allotments for children's health insurance, but this time a fight has erupted between Democrats, who want to use the money to shore up existing coverage, and the Bush administration, which wants to use it to find those who are eligible but not yet signed up. Cohen-Ross says she's siding with the Democrats.
Outreach is clearly important, but without the funds available to actually support the costs of coverage, it's hard to imagine how outreach would actually improve the situation.
Congress could still reinstate the money retroactively, as it did in 2003, but the fight shows no signs of getting settled anytime soon. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.